Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
Everyone needs a sense of belonging, and to be either pushed out or never invited to join makes you feel terribly alone. These feelings of not belonging is not something new. Even those who have found fame and fortune have succumbed to this awful thing called loneliness.
In everyday life, when shunned openly or in subtle ways, it's quite devastating to discover you don't belong to a certain group because of your ethnic background, or the way you talk, or the way you look.
My own mother experienced that awful sense of being cut off from the family. It was a case of an arranged marriage to a man in another country. She left her Greek family behind and travelled to Australia and ended up in a small country town in Queensland. I can still see the loneliness etched on her face. She never felt that sense of belonging.
This problem could escalate in the future because nowadays many people are single, including unmarried mothers, divorcees, and career-oriented folk. And with a significant increase in life expectancy, there will be a much higher percentage of older people living alone.
There's no doubting we've all experienced these painful experiences either constantly or at certain times. So what can we do about it? It'll never solve anything to allow ourselves to sink into self-pity. I don't mean to sound unfeeling, but all of us can do something about this. Rita, why don't you share something about Benny?
Oh, Benny was a very special person who was well known in his own community, and I'd like to tell you about his courage. Benny was born with tiny legs and arms and was the size of a tiny toddler. He had spent all of his life in a high wheelchair. He was well into his 40s, and each day Benny'd tootle along in his motorised wheelchair and into the main shopping mall. There he'd sit inside the main entrance. He'd greet passers-by with a smile and a cheery word, and many times he'd burst into song. We always enjoyed to stop and chat with him. Benny could speak several languages, and the best thing was, he loved to speak about the Lord.
One day we returned to find he wasn't there. We asked at the information desk, and they told us that he had died. But the whole community had rallied and filled to overflowing the largest Anglican church in town. His courageous spirit had not gone unnoticed. He'd even had a large write-up in the local paper. Goodbye, Benny. Gone, but not forgotten.
Benny had found the secret. He counted his blessings. Blessings in a wheelchair? Oh, I'm sure he had his down times. That's only human. But he thanked God he could get out and about. He thanked the Lord for his many friends. Yes, there is something very special about a grateful, thankful spirit. It can lift a person from despair.
Maybe you're discouraged. Have you experienced disappointment after disappointment? Do you feel you don't belong anywhere? I can tell you on the authority of God's Word that if your life is filled with dissatisfaction, you can turn to the one who says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and weighed down with cares of this life, and I will give you rest." Now, this means you.
Where else are people from all walks of life truly welcome? If you feel your whole life has been one failure after another, then come to Jesus. You come as you are, so that you can become what he wants you to be.
Don't ever be put off by wrong actions of other Christians. They're not perfect and are bound to make mistakes, just as you probably will. You make certain to keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the one to follow.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.